The Voyages of Christopher Columbus by
Bjorn,
Ben,
Bailey,
and Alex.
Gold, God, glory, in a few lost hands.
This is a story of Columbus's discovery of North America.
It all started in 1418 when Portugal made a bold move.
With Prince Henry of Portugal starting his new sailing school, we are falling behind in discovery.
Yes, if we do not do something, Portugal will overrun our beautiful country, España. I have an idea. Let's allow anyone who wants to explore come to us and get supplies, boats, and men.
That is a great idea. That will allow us not to fall behind in discovery.
This is where Columbus comes in.
I am willing to explore and try to find a sailing route to the Indies in order to make trading with Asia much easier.
Wonderful. We will supply you with 3 ships, supplies, and men. You must set sail at once.
Columbus set sail over the Atlantic, thinking he was going to land in Asia.
Land ho!
Contrary to what Columbus wrote, it was really one of his men who saw the land first. But Columbus claimed that he spotted the land first, and he received the rewards because of it.
Although Columbus thought that he had landed on an island off the coast of Japan, he didn't realize where he really was.
This must be Japan.
But look, there are people here. They look uncivilized, like wild savages.
I give you permission to conquer them, capture them, kill them, torture them. We shall contain these savages.
Because Columbus made this order, eventually every single native was eliminated. Originally, there were anywhere from 100,000 to 1 million Tainos.
After capturing around 500 Tainos, Columbus set sail for Spain, leaving behind 39 men to guard the island.
Once he arrived in Spain, Columbus reported to the king and queen.
When I had landed, I thought I was on an island off the coast of Japan, but this island was filled with gold and unconquered land. Along with that, there are these vulnerable natives that will make perfect slaves. I brought you 500 of them as a gift.
This is wonderful. We must send you back to conquer more land and bring back more slaves and gold, as you promised. We will provide you with 17 ships and 1,200 men to conquer that land and those people.
Thank you. I will not disappoint.
This second voyage brought European livestock and Spanish colonizers, along with a few smallpox-infested blankets.
During Columbus's second voyage, he brought back 1,600 Tainos as slaves from the Caribbean, which he mistook for islands off the coast of Asia. In reality, Columbus never actually set foot on North American soil.
On Columbus's third voyage, he brought 6 ships and around 400 men to supply the settlement and to explore.
Although Columbus discovered this new world, Columbus's actions would eventually lead to the extinction of the Tainos people. Nowadays, Columbus is viewed as a hero. Should he be?